T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ilya Shapiro is the director of the Center for Constitutional Studies at the Cato Institute. And Ilya, glad to have you with us. Tell me about the Supreme Court ruling that's changed the law for sports betting here domestically.
Yeah, right in time for March Madness, at least in some states. Last June, the court ruled in a case called Murphy versus NCAA that struck down a federal law that told states they could not legalize gambling. So to be clear, this was not a federal law banning sports gambling. It was telling states what they couldn't do. And the Supreme Court unanimously held that you can't do that. There's a doctrine that says that even if some federal law is perfectly constitutional, you can't force states to enforce it. And we see this in immigration. We see this in marijuana. It's in a lot of areas where there's tensions between what states and the federal government wants. It's a natural part of our federalism. And the way that this has affected the sports gambling is that now this has opened up the opportunity for different states to experiment in different ways with what they want.
And so how are we seeing this in a practical sense here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, different states have opened up or started to open up betting on basketball games, on lots of different sports. Some restrict it to specific casinos. Some even allow it online. So it's, it's different policies in different states. There's four states that were grandfathered in before the federal law, even while the federal law was in place, including, of course, Nevada, but also Montana, Oregon, and Delaware. Half a dozen states have since legalized. Another few have it on the board. They're about to legalize. Another 20 or so are considering exactly what they're going to do, and they're figuring out what kind of regulations to put on. The leagues are trying to get to make money off of this. Of course, they're trying to get these things called integrity fees, so they can go after point shaving and fixing and things like that. So it's we're less than a year since the Supreme Court opinion opened up this opportunity for states to figure out what works for them.
Does the internet and the fact that this no longer needs to be done in person or even by telephone, does that impact the national/international aspect of all of this?
Well, states will still be able to police within their borders. So if they find that someone is betting in a state that has not legalized and someone is still involved in this, and they're not going to go after small-time, March Madness office pools or something like this. But if there's some big business being made, they'll look into that. And similarly, the federal government, if it wants to, Congress, there have been proposals that they're not really a high priority right now.
Yeah.
Congress could, of course, regulate interstate gambling in various ways. Like I said, they have not yet. And Virginia is one of the states that is, there's a bill introduced already this year. We'll see what happens with that.
So Virginia law forbids wagering on any game where the outcome is uncertain, but nobody, at least that we're aware of, has ever been prosecuted for participating in an office pool. But and no one can stop a Virginian from going up to the MGM casino in Maryland and gambling. But it would be interesting if you're dropping thousands of dollars from Virginia, online. Is there a repercussion for that, or does it have to be based? Would the gambling actually have to take place electronically in state?
Well, I'm not, even though I do live in Virginia at Falls Church, I'm not as familiar with Virginia law specifically. I imagine it affects the gambler and the provider of the gambling services. I don't know what the technology is like, if they can block ISPs that originate in states that, how you can get around that or not. That's one of the new the public policy implementation issues that will have to take place now that this is opening up. And just to be clear, this, I mentioned there's the new Virginia bill, which would allow locations or casinos to offer sports gambling with a $250,000 permit fee and a 15% tax on whatever revenue is generated. Again, that has not yet been acted on, but that's what the legislature is now considering.
And that $250,000 permit fee? Wow. That seems heavy. Who else pays a fee like that? Nuclear reactor?
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, states are trying to cash in on this as much as the leagues are.
So interesting. We'll see. Okay. Ilya Shapiro, director of the Center for Constitutional Studies at the Cato Institute. Really appreciate you coming on. That gives us a lot to talk about as we move forward. Thanks, Ilya.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.